Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Praise the Lord. I love God and we are forgiven. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our topic for today is don't let somebody make you end up on Snapped or the First 48. Don't let somebody, anybody, nobody, or everybody make you end up on Snapped or the First 48. And we are coming from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can always hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m., because you know we can eat breakfast all day, on my website at feeldfire.com, that's FEELDFIRE.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's RAWSI, or by subscribing to the broadcast itself, and you can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to the phone number 33222. That's the entire number, 33222, and the recording will be sent straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. So all of that information and everything else you need to know, I have some great announcements coming up this week, are on my website at feeldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Well, I'm in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, reading from the KJV. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I, this meaning Jesus, am come, that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Now listen to this again. The thief, your enemies, your haters, that person who just keeps pushing you, somebody, everybody, anybody, and nobody, cometh not, only has one purpose, one goal, but for to steal, to take away from you, to remove from you that which is yours, to convert your stuff, your ministry, your goal, your joy, your salvation, your family, your finances, your freedom, your life, your purpose and destiny, and to kill, to destroy your life, to leave you dead, not just physically, but spiritually, relationally, financially, emotionally, and to destroy, take you to a place where there is no return, where there is no remedy, where there is no cure or repair. But I, meaning Jesus, glory, the Master, the Savior, Alpha and Omega, I am that I am, the first and the last, he which was, which is, and which is to come, am come here, right now. Wherever you are, he's come. Wherever you, yes, you are right now, Jesus is here. That they, who are they? You, me, we, somebody, anybody, and everybody might have life, joy, peace, happiness, goodness, long-suffering, peace of mind, success, completion of goals, and that they might have it, require it, acquire it, mandated in their lives, pursue it, attain and achieve it more abundantly, exceeding, greater than you could ever think. Come on and praise the Lord for his reading this morning. What is our topic? Say it with me wherever you are. Don't let somebody make you end up on SNAT or the first 38. Now, I want you to personalize that because we're going to overcome the enemy this morning. Repeat after me. I won't let anybody make me end up on SNAT or the first 38. I refuse to give them my life. Hallelujah. Sometimes people keep pushing and picking and pushing and picking and pushing and picking until you just can't take it anymore. They almost make you snap, lose your mind, go crazy, come outside of your character, not be yourself, and end up on the first 38, arrested, incarcerated, mugshot, booked, charged, going through trial. Hallelujah. Condemned, found guilty, losing your freedom, your life, your family, those whom you love. But you still gotta remember, and I said gotta, I didn't use correct English, I know that. You still gotta remember to do things God's way, because too much, so much, everything is riding on you coming out victorious. I told a story a few weeks ago, or I should say a true account, about me going up to or driving up to the drive-thru window at a fast food restaurant in December, and it was very early in the morning because I was about to catch a plane, so it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and there were no other cars behind me, and how the cashier began to just share with me. She looked at me, and she said, "You look like a stable person." Then she asked me the question, "Have you ever thought about strangling your boyfriend?" And I shared with you how I had to walk her through that and begin to talk with her about that because I thought it was a joke. But then as she began to discuss it with me and the tears welled up in her eyes and she talked about the pain he had caused her, I had to not only operate in my calling of ministry, but within my purpose of being an attorney, criminal defense being one of my main practice areas, and begin to talk with her about the fact that there's nobody on this earth worth you losing your life, your liberty, or your freedom, or your legacy, or your identity over. And then I had to put on my registered nursing hat because I've, you know, been in nursing for over a decade before I became an attorney due to my brother's incarceration. And I began to talk to her just about things and resources and all of this. And before I left, her soul had been blessed and encouraged, and she understood the role of the enemy, that he uses people. It might be your spouse, it might be your children, it might be your friend, it might be your colleague, it might be your coworker, it might be your boss, it might even sometimes be yourself. Yes, even you can be your own worst enemy at times. But he uses people in situations to come in, as the word just stated in John 10:10, to steal, kill, and destroy. But through all of that, we must realize that Jesus has come for us to have life and to have it more abundantly. 2 years ago, a friend of mine, one of my best friends, went through a divorce, and she's a very nice and just sweet lady, and her husband kept picking. He just kept doing different things, just kept pushing her almost to the edge, to a point where she didn't know herself anymore. She just wanted to settle this amicably, but he was unwilling to do so, and so every time she looked around, he kept pulling a new stunt. Don't let somebody make you snap. Don't let somebody take you to that show, you know, the first 48, where they're showing how you've been incarcerated and people are in jail. But she kept trying to do right, kept praying, kept standing, kept fasting. And what was crazy is he was in church as well, but he kept pushing, kept pricking. And so we would pray together and laugh together, cry together, talk together to remind her of who she was. You cannot let somebody push you to that point. In the book of Ephesians 4:26-27, the Bible teaches us, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. See, it did not tell us that we cannot be angry because we are human. We have emotions. It is okay to be angry. Jesus wept. Jesus whipped the money changers out of the temple. A righteous indignation or righteous sadness. I mean, these are the things that we go through. When we lose someone, we grieve. It is okay to experience those feelings and not to allow someone to pressure you to try to be perfect or Christ. But the Bible comes in and it clarifies for us that even in the anger, don't sin. Even in the righteous indignation, don't sin. This doesn't mean that you don't deal with the situation. It doesn't mean that you don't nip it in the bud. It doesn't mean that you don't let people know how you feel. It doesn't mean that you don't take issues to court. But what it does mean is that even within that, make sure you don't lose the character of Christ. You can tell someone how you feel without having to become rude and, you know, mask rudeness as keeping it 100. No, you can speak to someone and lay out how you feel without attacking their character, without beginning to use profane language, without threatening. I know you may feel it because sometimes I feel it. Let's just be transparent. I feel the anger, especially if someone has done me wrong for no reason, but I have to remember who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am a Christian, which means I am Christ-like. But now if you have messed up, it's okay. We're going to pray before the end of this broadcast to bring you back into alignment. I'm not here to condemn you because there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who are walking not after the flesh, but in the spirit. I'm here to bring you back into alignment this morning. You've come too far. God has given you too much to lose it now to the enemy. In the book of Ecclesiastes 9:11, the Bible teaches us that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. In other words, we have to learn how to hang in there. Even when people make us angry, even when people mistreat us, even when they walk away from the marriage, even when they have abused us, again, there is legal recourse for that. And there's spiritual recourse for that. But what you cannot do is give everything over to the enemy. In the book of Romans 12:17-19, the Bible teaches us to recompense to no man evil for evil. But it lets us know in verse 19 that vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Now, I understand again that this is hard to do. I mean, when you've done all the good that you can, when you've treated someone or many people so well, only to have them lie on you, defame you, stab you in the back, walk all over you, I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. I understand feeling like you might as well just go ahead and do it. But remember what I taught you in John 10:10, the enemy comes not but to do one thing, to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy. But God came in the form of Jesus, that you may have everything more abundantly. Now in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible gives us the example of Jesus whipping the money changers out of the temple. Again, that shows us that a righteous anger is appropriate, but it can never be to the point where you lose sight of who you are in Christ. Because in Hebrews 12:1-2, the Bible reminds us that we are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The angels see us. Our colleagues see us. Our family sees us. Our friends see us. And so with that, we have to lay aside everything that would cause us to detour from the family and the likelihood of Christ. Now we have to go into prayer. And as I pray, I just want you to begin to speak out loud. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. I release everything to you, Jesus. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We praise you and we honor you. This is another day you've given us that we are unworthy of, but you are so gracious, so good, so merciful, so powerful. What can we do but say thank you this morning? We release everything to you. Father, we stand on your word that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. We stand on your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And because of that, we refuse to allow the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy our lives, our families, our salvation, our ministries. We refuse, Father, to let someone make a snap this morning, to let somebody make us end up on the first 48, because in 2 Corinthians 5:17, your word says, behold, and therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, we are now new creatures. The old things, the old ways, the old mentalities are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and to those with whom they will share morning motivation later, that they will release everything and that I will release everything that's not like you. And, Father, that we will live in the abundance of Christ henceforth and forevermore. Let everyone listening say amen. Praise the Lord. I have to give you the altar call and then we will end with our task for today. But I want you to keep praising him. Just call it out by name. Whatever it is you need to release to him, whoever and whomever it is that's coming and pushing you and pricking up against you, call them out by name and release them to the Lord today. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, I invite you to the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated and saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Your task for today is that I need you to count up the cost of everybody who's been pushing and pricking you. Look at what they're doing and then say to them, you're not worth me losing my life, liberty, or freedom, or salvation. Say it again, you're not worth me losing my life, liberty, freedom, or salvation. Remember, this broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. on feeldfire.com. Please share it with other people, F-E-E-L, letter D, F-I-R-E.com. Go get your blessings. I'll see you live at 6:30 a.m. in the morning.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something.
Let me tell you something. Nobody's worth it. Don't do it. Go to feeldthefire.com.